Q106.7 weather.
Here's your KQNK forecast. Cloudy skies expected with fog and spots early today, with a slight chance of rain showers. Daytime highs approaching 59, north winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. Cloudy skies expected again tonight. Chance of rain showers, lows dip down to about 42. Chance of rain showers tomorrow, daytime highs approaching 60, overcast skies. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm Staff Meteorologist Laura Lockwood. Right now, it's 47 degrees.
Kansas Information Network News, I'm Jen Austin. Charges for a man, police say, caused a fatal accident in Kansas City. Brandon Dixon has more.
Cortez Hamilton faces two counts of involuntary manslaughter stemming from the December wreck after a street race near Carondelet Drive and Warnell Road. Cops say Hamilton was going as fast as 104 miles per hour before he collided with a Honda, killing the Honda's driver and passenger. A blood draw reportedly revealed Hamilton had marijuana in his system. I'm Brandon Dixon.
47 aviation projects across Kansas will receive $14.5 million as part of the Kansas Airport Improvement Program. Governor Kelly's office said the program provides funding for planning, construction, and rehabilitation. Airports in Iola, Pittsburgh, Atwood, Chanute, Clay Center, Emporia, Junction City, Lawrence, McPherson, and Liberal are among the grant recipients. 81 airports applied, 47 selected. The governor reiterated the importance of the aerospace industry in Kansas. This is Kansas Information Network News.
When it comes to a gun suicide attempt, all it takes is a moment.
Heather and I had an argument just like any other couple. I was lost. I had snapped. I had a gun and I was going to take my own life. Heather helped me realize that there was still a life to live for the better of myself, my family. My weapon is now safely put away.
A moment of crisis can happen to anyone. Store your guns locked, unloaded, and away from ammo. Hear more safe stories at endfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by Brady and the Ad Council.
Steel deals are happening now. From instant savings on select tools to free battery offers on some of our most popular battery tool sets, you can enjoy great deals and do it all with Steel. Shop online or in store at your local Steel dealer. Offer valid for a limited time only at participating dealers while supplies last.
Good morning. I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News, brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, serving all of your chemical and fertilizer needs. The Kansas Secretary of Administration, Adam Prophet, recently held a press conference following the final Consensus Revenue Estimates, or CRE, meeting, and Governor Kelly announced the updated CRE, saying the consensus revenue estimates could be seen as positive news, but in reality, they underscore the seriousness of the financial predicament ahead, as it comes at the same time the legislature has guaranteed large tax cuts for wealthy individuals and corporations instead of the property tax relief they promised Kansas families. Governor Kelly said Kansas needs to demand their legislators restore fiscal sanity and fairness when they return in January. The overall estimate for fiscal year 2025 and fiscal year 2026 was increased by a combined $377.5 million. The estimate for total taxes was increased by $195.1 million, and other revenues were increased by $182.4 million for the 2 years combined. Secretary Prophet said they're making the best possible estimate that they can, given all the potential headwinds and some of the policies that are shifting on a regular basis. So he feels like they've arrived at a good forecast that can serve policymakers well over the next 18 months. The governor and the legislature determine state general fund revenue using the CRE, which is prepared by the Consensus Revenue Estimating Group. The Consensus Revenue Estimating Group is composed of representatives from the Division of Budget, the Department of Revenue, and the Legislative Research Department, along with one consulting economist each from the University of Kansas, Kansas State University, and Wichita State University, and the group meets twice a year, once in the spring and once in the fall. A new course focusing on work zone safety has been launched for Kansas drivers. Kansas Work Zone Safe is a free online driving course aimed at teaching teens and other new drivers how to safely navigate through work zones. And the course will include information on safe behaviors, laws, and situations drivers may encounter in work zones. Current data from the Kansas Department of Transportation shows that 1,705 work zone crashes occurred in Kansas in 2024, which is an average of 4.6 per day. And those crashes resulted in 508 injuries and 8 fatalities. Haley Dowdery, the Kansas Department of Transportation State Highway Safety Engineer, said behind every flag, cone, and flashing light are highway workers and first responders who have families that want them to come home every night. So this course is designed to raise awareness in new drivers about safe driving practices in work zones, which should make the work zone safer for all. With an estimated 2,500 miles of construction let by the Kansas Department of Transportation in the last several years and taking place this year, many highway workers will be relying on drivers to slow down and pay attention so everyone can make it home safely. Drivers can access the course at workzonesafe.com by clicking the link for the Kansas course, and students who complete the course will be eligible for a scholarship to be awarded at a later date, and the details about the scholarship incentive will be provided as they become available. The new platform begins this week during National Work Zone Awareness Week, a campaign focused on increasing work zone safety. The Kansas Work Zone Safe course is supported by the Kansas Department of Transportation, the Kansas Contractors Association, and other transportation organizations across the state. And for more information, you can visit workzonesafe.com. Kansas wheat producers are encouraged to scout their best fields for entries in the 2025 National Wheat Yield Contest. And now, in its 10th year, the National Wheat Foundation's contest offers producers a chance to win prizes and learn from other producers across the country on how to maximize their management to improve yields and quality. The contest includes four main categories: dry land winter wheat, irrigated winter wheat, dry land spring wheat, and irrigated spring wheat. Contest fields must be at least 5 continuous acres, planted with professionally produced, certified, branded, newly purchased wheat seed, and all contestants must retain a 10-pound bag of grain for shipment and quality testing. If any entry places nationally, that sample will be milled, baked, and evaluated by a panel of industry experts. The top 3 yield entries in each category by state will be recognized, and national winners will be recognized and awarded with a cash award, along with travel and registration expenses to attend the 2026 Commodity Classic in February in San Antonio, Texas. A new highlight for 2025 is the expansion of a digital yield plot category, which is open to Kansas producers who raise dry land winter wheat. Producers can enter the category using digital technologies such as the John Deere Operations Center, Climate Field View, or Bushel, alongside calibrated grain cart scale data to submit yields from a designated 20-acre area, and producers can enter up to 3 fields in this category. Producers must submit entries by May 15, 2025 for the winter wheat categories, August 1, 2025 for the spring wheat categories, and harvest data is due by October 1, 2025. Entries must be completed online at wheatcontest.org. All entrants must be a member of a state wheat grower association, like the Kansas Association of Wheat Growers or the National Association of Wheat Growers, and you can find more information or enter the 2025 National Wheat Yield Contest by visiting wheatcontest.org. In Nebraska news, the case against a Hastings daycare provider who has been accused of negligent child abuse is headed to a jury trial in September. According to court records, Jade Essink waived her right to an arraignment and pled not guilty to one felony count of negligent child abuse causing serious bodily injury in her most recent court appearance on April 15th. The 23-year-old was arrested by Hastings police on January 29th after an investigation determined that a 10-month-old child suffered a severe head injury while under Essink's care at her unlicensed in-home daycare. According to court documents, Essink alleges her 3-year-old child ran into a 1-year-old, causing the younger child to collide with the 10-month-old victim, who hit his head on a fireplace. However, court records show multiple doctors claim that Essink's story didn't add up with the injury suffered by the child. One doctor said he was 100% sure the injuries sustained by the victim were due to child abuse, and he noted several other injuries and scabs to the child's body that had begun to heal, along with a bruise on his back that was multiple days old. The case was transferred over to Adams County District Court on March 20th. For the single charge, Essink faces a maximum of 3 years in prison and 18 months of probation if convicted of the felony charge. She will appear for a progression and pretrial conference in court on July 29th and August 18th before the jury trial begins on September 9th. Essink remains out of jail after posting 10% of a $5,000 bond. A judge found probable cause on Wednesday to try a Lincoln man in a crash that killed a police officer. 50-year-old Tony Pierce appeared in Lancaster County Court for his preliminary hearing, where the judge ruled that there is enough evidence to bring the case to trial, and Judge Timothy Phillips sent the case to district court. On April 12, 2024, Ceresco Police Officer Ross Bartlett was conducting a traffic stop on U.S. Highway 77 in northern Lancaster County, and court documents say he was in his patrol car when Pierce rear-ended it. The impact sent Bartlett's cruiser into the vehicle that he had pulled over, and Bartlett died later that night from his injuries. Pierce and the other driver suffered minor injuries. Investigators think phone use played a role in the crash, so Pierce has been charged with motor vehicle homicide. His arraignment in Lancaster County District Court is scheduled for May 21st. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
Firebolt Ag is a full-service fertilizer and chemical retailer. They customize products for individual farmers' needs, with the primary focus being customer profitability. Let Josh and Jack help you get the most out of your farm ground. They also provide in-house marketing with Ron Wall of Flatwater Solutions. Visit Ron in Phillipsburg or call Josh at 785-854-8484 or Jack at 308-840-2819. Firebolt Ag, your leader in agriculture.
In honor of National Police Week and National Peace Officers Memorial Day, the state of Kansas will be holding a candlelight vigil in Topeka on Thursday, May 1st, and its annual law enforcement memorial ceremony on Friday, May 2nd, and the public is encouraged to attend the memorial events. At the annual Kansas Law Enforcement Memorial Candlelight Vigil, sponsored by the Fraternal Order of Police, Lodge 3, Topeka Chapter, the ride for the fallen will arrive at 7 p.m. outside of the Kansas State House, and the candlelight vigil will begin at 8 p.m. in the first floor rotunda of the State House. A candle lighting ceremony will follow at the Kansas Law Enforcement Monument, which is located on the northeast quadrant of the State House grounds. The annual Kansas Law Enforcement Memorial Ceremony will be held on Friday, May 2nd at the State House, second floor rotunda at 12 p.m., with a wreath-laying ceremony to follow at the Kansas Law Enforcement Monument. Two names have been added to the Kansas Law Enforcement Monument this year, and they are 34-year-old Detective Charles Delbert Meeks with the Derby Police Department, whose end of watch was May 9, 1976, and 26-year-old Deputy Glenn H. Curtis with Leavenworth County Sheriff's Office, whose end of watch was October 29, 1924. In honor of National Police Week and National Peace Officers Memorial Day, the Kansas Highway Patrol will join Concerns of Police Survivors, or COPS, to encourage participation in Project Blue Light. COPS is a national nonprofit organization for the families of officers lost in the line of duty, and as part of Project Blue Light, the patrol is encouraging the public to place a single blue light in a window of their home or change the porch lights to blue as a reminder of the many officers who have made the ultimate sacrifice. This also honors those officers who are working every day, putting their lives on the line to protect Kansans. According to the National Law Enforcement Officers Memorial Fund, in 2024, 147 officers died in the line of duty in the United States. And so far in 2025, as of April 21st, 24 officers have died in the line of duty in the United States. Fort Hays State University will honor approximately 1,691 graduates during its spring 2025 commencement ceremonies that are scheduled for Friday and Saturday, May 16th and 17th, at Gross Memorial Coliseum in Hays. Graduates who choose to participate in person will be recognized during four ceremonies, beginning Friday, May 16th at 8:30 a.m. for the College of Arts, Humanities, and Social Sciences, and at 11 a.m. for the College of Health and Behavioral Sciences. On Saturday, May 17th at 8:30 a.m. for the Robbins College of Business and Entrepreneurship and Worth College of Science, Technology, and Mathematics, which is a combined ceremony, and at 11 a.m. for the College of Education. A virtual celebration that will be pre-recorded will also be available on Saturday, March 17th, beginning at 2 p.m. for DMP, EdS, and Master students, followed by a 4 p.m. ceremony for undergraduate graduates, and graduates can join this special day by accessing the link on Tiger Media Network. All in-person and virtual ceremonies will be streamed live on the Tiger Media Network, YouTube channel, and the Fort Hays State University's Facebook page, and recordings of the virtual ceremonies will be archived and accessible through the university's commitments website. Graduates, families, and friends are encouraged to share their celebration moments using the hashtag TigerGrad on social media, and additional commencement details, including ceremony schedules, directions, accessibility information, and live stream links, are available at fhsu.edu/commencement. Area residents are invited to visit Logan, Kansas on Tuesday, April 29th for a unique opportunity to view the Kansas justice system in action. And nearly 300 area students will be among the audience as part of its ongoing outreach to familiarize Kansans with the court, its work, and the overall role of the Kansas judiciary. The public is also invited to attend. The court will visit USD 326 and the Logan Intergenerational Family Education Center, also known as the Life Center, will hear oral arguments in one case. And Logan Mayor and former clerk of Phillips County District Court, Deborah Graman, will serve as honorary bailiff. Before the oral argument, Chief Justice Marla Luckert will give a brief educational presentation on the Kansas court system, which is scheduled for 9:30 a.m., and then from 10 a.m. to about 10:45 a.m., the court will be in session to hear oral arguments in the state of Kansas versus Stanton S. Holt case. The doors will open at 8:15, and those who wish to watch the proceedings are encouraged to arrive at 8:45 to allow time for security and seating. The special session will also be live streamed online at youtube.com/Kansas Supreme Court. And to learn more about the special session, the case to be heard, and some items that you should not bring, you can visit kscourts.gov/travel-docket. Memorial services for Robert Bob E. Lee Jr., 93 of Norton, will be held today at 1 p.m. at the Plummer Gobber Funeral Home, and a reception will follow the service at Tammy's home. Memorial contributions may be made to the Robert E. Lee Jr. Memorial Fund and sent in care of Plummer Gobber Funeral Home, 215 West Main Street in Norton. Condolences may be left at plummergobber.com. Your menu today for Eisenhower Elementary School. For lunch, you'll be having cavatini, tossed salad, pineapple chunks, garlic bread, and milk. And for Norton Community High School and Junior High, your lunch today will be corn dogs or pizza with fruit and milk. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, farmers helping farmers to succeed. You can contact Firebolt Ag today to get the most out of your farmland. Your KQNK weather forecast is being brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, your Norton experts for all of your pest control needs. Your forecast for today, there is a 20% chance of showers before 10 a.m. and patchy fog before 10 a.m. Otherwise, it's going to be cloudy with a high near 61 and a north wind of 10 to 15 miles per hour. For tonight, there's a 30% chance of showers after 1 a.m. Should be mostly cloudy with a low around 42. On Saturday, showers with thunderstorms are possible after 10 a.m. with a high near 60 and a chance of precipitation on Saturday of 80%. On Saturday night, there's a chance of showers and thunderstorms. Then showers are likely and possibly a thunderstorm after 1 a.m. Should be cloudy Saturday night with a low around 50 and a chance of precipitation of 70%. On Sunday, there's a chance of showers and thunderstorms before 10 a.m. Then a chance of showers between 10 a.m. and 4 p.m., and then a chance of showers and thunderstorms after 4 p.m. It should be partly sunny on Sunday with a high near 81 and breezy with wind gusts as high as 35 miles per hour. And on Sunday night, there's a chance of showers and thunderstorms before 1 a.m., and then a slight chance of showers. Otherwise, it should be partly cloudy with a low around 58 and breezy. I'll be back with the rest of your forecast in just a moment.
When you've got bugs, we know what a nuisance that can be.
Lock them out. From Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, Lock 'Em Out is our very effective residential insect prevention program. We'll come to your place and treat your foundation plus all insect entryways. And while we're there, receive a free termite inspection. Call Mr. Rich Wenzel, our certified technician in Norton, at 785-202-0167. That's 202-0167.
Continuing with your weather forecast, on Monday, there's a 20% chance of showers after 1 p.m. Otherwise, it'll be sunny with a high near 82. On Tuesday, sunny with a high near 67. On Wednesday, a 20% chance of showers. Otherwise, mostly sunny with a high near 76. And on Thursday, a 30% chance of showers. Should be partly sunny with a high near 72. Currently, with overcast skies, it is 47 degrees. The humidity is 90%. The wind speed is north at 13 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 30.20. The dew point is 44 degrees. And our current wind chill is 41 degrees. Your weather was brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control right here in Norton. You can call Hinkle Termite and Pest Control at 785-202-0167 for all of your pest control needs. It is 8:23. It's time for Kansas Sports. That's being brought to you by United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything they do for you.
Save more, earn more with the Easy Saver account at the United Northwest Federal Credit Union. Enrollment in this program automatically rounds up the amount of all debit card and share draft purchases made from your checking account to the next whole dollar and deposits into the Easy Saver savings account. Not only will this account help you save, but it also earns 2.01% APY monthly. Special terms and conditions apply. Come in today and open your Easy Saver account at the United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything we do for you. NCUA insured.
KIN Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuis. The Kansas State men's basketball team has been selected to play in the 2025 Hall of Fame Classic, which is set for Thursday, November 20th and Friday, November 21st at the T-Mobile Center in Kansas City. The Wildcats will be joined in the field by NCAA tournament participants Mississippi State and New Mexico, and recent college basketball crown winner Nebraska. This year's Hall of Fame Classic will mark the event's 25th year of operation in Kansas City and will return to its traditional two-day, four-team bracketed format, beginning on Thursday, November 20th, with the championship and third place games set for Friday, November 21st. The complete bracket, along with ticket information, television details, and game times for the four-team tournament will be announced later. K-State will be making its fourth appearance in the Hall of Fame Classic and first since 2021. The Wildcats finished as the tournament runner-up in the first two visits, defeating number 18 Gonzaga before losing to top-ranked Duke in 2010, and defeating Missouri before losing to number 9 North Carolina in 2015. The team lost to number 13 Arkansas and number 14 Illinois in its most recent appearance in 2021. Kansas Information Network Sports, I'm Spencer.
There's danger out there. It lurks on highways and quiet neighborhood streets. It's more likely to kill you than a shark, and more terrifying than the biggest snake. Distracted driving claims lives every day. Every notification, swipe, social post, video, or selfie while driving risks your life. So while you might think public speaking or the zombie apocalypse is scary, what's really terrifying and even deadly is distracted driving. Eyes forward. Don't drive distracted. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Pause for a moment of clean row calm. Brought to you by Storin Corn Herbicide. Preserve this moment of weed-free serenity at storinwontquit.com or see your Syngenta retailer today. Always read and follow label instructions.
It's true, many of us spend more time thinking about what's for dinner than preparing for retirement. But if you think your retirement needs deserve more attention, I agree, and I'd like to help. I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor Philip Eisenhagen. Together we can give your long-term retirement strategy the attention it deserves. Stop by our office at 418 East Holm here in Norton or call 877-3373. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.